Brianne, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I listened to you years ago. I've listened to you for a long time, and I've tried to incorporate so much of what you have discussed on your program into my life. I'm a 34-year-old woman who's been married for 5 years, and I have 3 kids. My youngest was just born 3 weeks ago today.
Whoa!
And
Wait a minute. Shh. I don't hear screaming. You're on the phone, and I don't hear screaming. How did you manage that?
Well, I'm feeding her.
Ah!
And my two others are taking a nap.
Oh, man. Okay. You got this covered. All right. Go ahead.
I'd like to preface my question by just telling you that I was very selective, and I did make myself wait until I was a little older to get married and choosing a great guy.
Good.
He knows how much I've talked, or he knows how much I've listened to you, and things I was very, very clear with him about was my feelings on pornography and things of that nature. And he had felt the same, and I had always thought we would be the last.
Okay, let's jump. So you went on his computer because you had nothing else to do with 3 kids, 1 breastfeeding.
I wanted to send a picture of our newborn,
and
I got on there, and I did find pornography.
Don't cry. Please don't cry.
Well, I'm absolutely...
It's not life and death, okay? So don't cry.
Okay.
First thing I need you to do is change your attitude. We don't... And I found pornography. Don't go there. You don't have to go there. It isn't a requirement that you go there. So was it men, women, children, small farm animals?
No, just men and women, not
men and women having sex. Were they videos or stills?
It's like something maybe you'd buy in a store, except it was like
I don't know what that means.
Professionally done. Well, I mean, it's professionally done. It wasn't with somebody's video.
Okay,
camera, like,
and
that.
How did you come upon it? Because I turn on my computer right now and I call up Firefox or whatever the hell it is. And how do I go to get porn from there? What did you do to see the porn?
I was looking for a picture of our new baby to send to some people.
So you went to the iPhoto section?
I went to an all file section, so it had everything, videos,
okay.
Everything.
And how many are these? Is this something he downloaded or something that was mailed to him?
He downloaded it.
Okay.
Actually, when
was there
when
more?
I first saw...
I have questions to ask you. Okay.
Okay.
Were there more than one video?
Yes.
How many videos?
I would say 10, maybe 10.
So 10 different videos. And were they? Please, I'm asking you questions.
Okay.
Were they date stamped?
Yes.
And what was the time range?
As late as just last Monday and Tuesday. As recent and going back about a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at getting pregnant, being pregnant, giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly he's looking at porn.
Yes.
Okay. You stay with me. You already know what's going on in your head. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, quite honestly, how much sex and affection has there been during this getting pregnant, being pregnant, giving birth, breastfeeding? How much affection and attention has he experienced in that period of time?
A good deal, because I have listened to you, and I always try to make that a priority in our marriage.
Then
he knows that.
Then stop with what he knows that. Okay, just stop with the extraneous stuff, okay?
Okay.
So, why do you think that it's during this time in particular that he would have a need to sort of be sexual with himself?
I know you don't want to hear, I don't know. But
well, it helps me a lot when people say, I don't know. Well, stop with the shock, and we discussed it and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't horrible. He hasn't had an affair. He hasn't gone to see a hooker, and he hasn't left you. He's masturbating to some porn. Nobody's died from this unless it's full time and they don't eat or sleep.
Okay. Maybe stress with our work.
Okay. What is the best way you know for a man to relieve his stress within about 30 seconds?
Masturbating.
Whoa, good for you. So it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He's ready to leave you. It means you are aware that he's been stressed out of his mind. He now has a third baby in an economy that is horrible, in an America that's caving in. And he is stressed. So instead of, I told him I didn't want, porn and this is horrible. For you to sit and think like a grown woman with big girl panties, my husband is way stressed out. So we look less at the symptom and more at the problem. The symptom of his stressed out is he's getting off by himself because he doesn't want to bother you with how stressed he is. He's not berating you. He's not drinking. He's not smoking dope around the clock. He's not slapping anybody around. He's dealing with his stress by getting off. Of all the things you could call me for your husband doing, this is like the least significant.
Okay.
And if you don't believe me, and if you don't see it that way, this marriage is in trouble.
Well, I guess why I was calling is because if
I know
we were
why
dating,
you were calling.
I would have left. And when I
and
just
you
saw
didn't
the
hear
snippet,
a damn word I said. Shame on you! And you say you
no,
listen to me.
I do.
That what you just said erased everything I tried to help you with. You just threw it all in the trash. I never would have married him. I'm sorry. The man has a wife and three kids, and he's freaked out and stressed. And you can't see that because you're on your freaking high horse about pornography. Well, you're making me sick.
I'm listening, Dr. Laura. How do we go forward then? What do
Good.
I do going
Thank
forward?
You, because being that snotty, it takes a lot of toll on me.
I don't want to
Let
be
me
snotty.
Have a sup of tea. But you need it. Okay, I'm relaxing now. Hold on.
I just need to know how to handle it then, and I will take your advice.
Right. You say to him, sweetie, I was looking for some pictures, and I saw that in this past year, since I got pregnant and made the baby and all that, you've obviously been stressed out of your mind. You've been using porn to get off. I would rather, I assume that sometimes you're just going to do that anyway, and that's what, you have a problem with him masturbating or masturbating to a picture? Just tell me which one it is. Don't give me a long shtick again.
Just the pictures, the images.
Okay, well, when men go to OBGYN infertility clinics, they give them pornography, put them in a room, give them a cup, and tell them to jack off into the cup so they can put the sperm inside the wife. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Are you aware that in probably because you did that. Are you aware that in sex therapy, that one of the things that's prescribed is porn?
I have heard you say that before.
Yes. Okay. Pornography is a horrible problem when it is instead of an interpersonal interaction. When the only way a man can experience his sexuality is through fantasy. That's not good. That means he doesn't know how to... You open your mouth, and I swear to God, it's not going to be pretty. You just be quiet. Something you have to understand about men, and get off that high horse. If this is instead of being able to relate to another human being, it's a problem. That a man now and then uses porn to masturbate because he's stressed out, to me, points out that he's stressed out. So when a wife says to me, what should I do with this? Help him stress out in some other ways. But don't close that door. There's nothing wrong with him going up there for 15 minutes, then coming down very relaxed and being a wonderful husband and having great sex with you and being affectionate. But he's not taking any of his stress out on you. Do you not get that? Or can you not get off that she has a better body than you?
It is hard to, you're right. I mean, it is hard to get over. And I wonder, is there something
that she
wrong with
has
me?
A
that
better body stuff. Than you, that all those women in porn tapes look better than you. You can't get over that. That's the main thing. It's your ego. Well, honey, whatever body you have is the one he married. Whatever body you have is the one he puts his body next to each night. The body you have is the one he works hard and provides for. And it's not the best body around. But it encloses you, the woman he loves.
It's hard to accept.
Well, that's pathetic.
God, you're superficial. I'm going to listen to you.
Ma'am, you are very superficial if that's hard to accept. You are amazingly superficial. I wonder if he knew how superficial you were when he married you, because maybe he wouldn't have. Ooh, got you back, didn't I?
After having three kids, it's done a lot. I don't want to look necessarily like them, but I'm so far from it. I've gone through so much.
So?
And that he's even done it recently. It's hard to understand. And the images are so disturbing.
You know what? You got to shush. Because the more you talk like that, the more you think like that.
Okay.
There are two ways I like to talk about this. Well, many, but I'll just pick two. Tom Selleck. You know who Tom Selleck is?
Mm-hmm.
One of the singular most handsome men that has ever walked the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Could have any woman on the face of the earth. We all would have gotten in a line. Did you see who he married and who he's been stably married to for like, what, 30, 40 years? She's homely.
No.
She is scrawny and homely.
Sounds like
that's,
me.
That's because he's not superficial.
Mm-hmm.
So, is your husband superficial?
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess he loves you, in spite of the fact that you don't have a porn princess body, which I don't have either, and I don't know anybody in person who has one.
If he wants to continue it, should that be okay? Or I'm going to take your advice, but if he continues,
well, what advice did I give you? Tell me the advice I gave you. I'm dying to hear it. What's the advice I gave you?
That he
no, that's an explanation. I asked you what advice I gave you. Advice is telling you something I wish you to do. What did I wish you to do? What did I tell you to do?
To recognize his stress and try to alleviate it myself. To help him.
Yeah. To say, you know, I noticed the porn. I'm not getting on your back about the porn. But it made me realize that you're so stressed out. That you're using the porn to get comfortable again. So you can continue being the incredible husband and dad you are. So I'm not going to get on your case about it. But, you know, sometimes if you're stressed, let me give you a back rub. I don't have any problem with you masturbating to get rid of your stress. I would like, though, to be able to give you a back rub, to make you tea, to give you a glass of wine, to just sit with you outside and look at the stars and help relieve your stress because I'm your woman and I love you. So you tell him you've seen it and you understand it's about his stress and you'd like to help participate in reducing his stress because he's got all this responsibility and you're impressed with what a man he is. So you don't make him feel ashamed or bad.
You may have to save my marriage because I really wanted to leave.
I really just saved this marriage, and you were that close to being one of the world's stupidest women. Seriously.
Well, I'll take it, Dr. Laura, if I've earned it. That's why I called you.
I'm going to put you on hold. Don't ask why, but it's a very good thing. Okay? So just stay on hold. All right.
Okay.
Don't move. It's a very, very good thing.